You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We are talking this week with CEOs from across the National Capital Region. We're talking about leadership. What decisions did they make in their business and what got them there? And this is all so that you can learn to be a better leader. I learn from them every week, and I hope you do as well. First guest on Leaders Portfolio today, the president and CEO of Taurus Techniques, Taurus Raggio. Welcome, Taurus, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's a pleasure being here.
Taurus Techniques is a consultant firm you started. It's located in Manassas, Virginia. Right. Started around 2001, ranked in top 1,000 companies on the Inc. 5,000 list.
Correct.
And you specialize in holistic health consulting, personal and career coaching. So explain better what you do.
We were, Taurus Techniques was founded in 2001 and organized in 2003 as a health service provider to increase the scope of the demand of individual and corporate wellness programs. So not only were we recognized on the Inc. list, but we were named four times to diversitybusiness.com as a minority and woman-owned, veteran-owned top business that provides holistic health and wellness in the area.
You got all the categories covered, right? Veterans, women's.
We have it all covered. As a pioneer of the holistic wellness services in the local business environment and consumerism, our goal is to encourage effective health and stress management techniques for our clients.
And are clients more stressed now than
clients
ever?
Are more stressed now. We find that since the turn of the market, we have more clients. Our revenue base has increased versus on the flip side, if the economy were good, our revenue base would be down.
And so in a weird way, you're kind of rooting for this economy.
In a weird way, we are rooting for a recession. Although, you know, it's not a good thing. But in a weird way, we are rooting for a recession because, you know, you get the contraction expansion, especially when dealing with the business market segments. And ours, during this time frame, it falls well above the average.
And you're retired from the reserves 22 years.
Retired Army from the reserves. Retired out of Walter Reed as a healthcare administrator.
And you said, I still want stress. I'm going to start a business.
I still want stress, but it's a good stress. There's good stress and there's bad stress. And mine is a good stress post 9/11. I found that there was a need, especially in the military and public service environment, to provide what we do is whole person management. And that whole person management is looking at the whole person as far as stress goes and change and time management.
And in the kind of areas that you're specializing in, military, retail, and public health. So you
Correct.
Tend to help executives in those areas.
In those areas. Only because the military, of course, right now we're going through several devastating catastrophes right now. So military, we're high stressed, and public health, you know, our firemen, our police officers, and then, you know, you got retail, who are always producing, you know, supply and demand. So there's an area there that's, you know, that has a need.
And how do you convince corporate executives that they are stressed?
We developed a program entitled Dimension of Life Programs, and that program is based off whole person management, centered on the 12 dimensions of wellness. And what we do is we provide them with a health risk assessment. And from that health risk assessment, those results are combined into a what we call a portfolio. So a leader's portfolio, so to speak, mm-hmm. of where they are and how they're stressed. And then we try to help them and empower them on the and work on the areas that they're weak in.
And do you, you know, now that you've been doing this business for a few years, can you spot somebody stressed right away?
I can't
without
spot
even
somebody
seeing,
stressed right
you
away.
You can.
I can. I
what
can,
are some of the telltale signs?
Definitely can. Just nervousness, you know, not able to think, not able to concentrate. They could be moody, anything of the exhibiting behaviors that are out of character, and that's how you can tell.
Interesting. So it's almost like you test yourself. You'll have them take the test, and you'll go, I already know what's going to, that test is going to be, I already know the answers, right?
I can just look at them and tell, okay, I know what area is in. And sometimes it's hard for a CEO to accept where they are as far as that, you know, on that spectrum, only because they don't see themselves there. And so we use that wellness tool to help them get the bigger picture There's one thing to be a CEO and a leader, but then there's also, you know, there's the human side mm-hmm. of you, which you need to work on too.
Yeah, and I think particularly for CEOs as well as other kind of top leaders, the work-life balance is real tough.
Yeah, you got to have work-life balance. I always say, an exception to having that clear vision and goals, which we're so good at, you always have to take time out for yourself or take time out for your family and say, you know, that work will still be there when I get back. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and live that life balance.
Do you catch yourself being stressed?
I do. Sometimes, you know, our type A personalities, they're sometimes get stressed. And so you just kind of have to balance it all.
And your husband is in security.
My husband is in security, so public safety. And I find that, you know, sometimes I'm coaching him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it'll still be there. God bless him. But it'll still be there when you get back tomorrow. But it's, you know, we're living in a tough time right now. And especially with the economy and the recession. And so it's, you know, it's always that balance. You know, am I going to have to let employees go? You know, are we going to win that next contract? And so you have to just kind of step back and say, you know, it's going to be okay. Someday we're going to bounce back.
Yeah.
But here's the things I need to do right now to maybe diversify my portfolio or diversify myself or start looking at things in a different way.
And let's go into your background a little bit. You mm-hmm. have a master's of public administration from Troy University, specializing in public health administration.
Correct.
You have a bachelor of science, environmental studies with a concentration in computer science mm-hmm. from Chadwick.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you started this route, did you think you wanted to do the military? I know that kind of...
My whole family was military. So there was a little bit of kind of no choice going into the military. My father was military, cousins were military. And then I joined the military some time back. And then retired in 2003 from the Army Reserves as the healthcare administrator. Going into this, like I said, post 9/11, and especially going into public health administration, it was just something I always wanted to do because I have a passion for helping people. I have a passion for seeing others success.
And then at some point, you know, you had this long career, and then you were at the Pentagon on September 11th.
Correct. My husband and I both were at the Pentagon. And what? September 11th.
Tell me about your role when that was all happening.
My role was serving as a legislative assistant to one of the SES top-level senior advisors. And when September 11th hit, it was kind of a life-changing moment, I think, for a lot of people. And I just decided, you know, I'm going to try to do this out on my own. And I started TARS Techniques from the ground up by advertising and just kind of getting the word out there. And it's just been successful so far.
Good. And tell us a little bit about what your leadership philosophy is. You said you like to help people.
My leadership philosophy is providing a practical knowledge base to help our clients. I always like to say, you know, it's always centered around three P's. The three P's: people, purpose, and pride. So quality treatment begets quality performance. And if you treat your people right or treat your clients right, you're going to get quality performance. And then communicate. I cannot, you know, say enough mm-hmm. to provide honest communications with your clients and then vice versa. And a lot of that, you know, just you don't see that a lot these days. You see kids going to school and they come out of school maybe with an Ivy League degree. But, you know, I mm-hmm. find for me, CEOs that come to me say they just don't have the interpersonal skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to help instill that into their junior.
Mm-hmm. And are you seeing that the stress areas people are facing are multiplying now?
They are only because of the recession. And I think, you know, when things are good, stress is low.
Yeah.
When things kind of go bad and, you know, everything's happening at once, then stress goes high.
And you're, just for folks to know, we're talking with the president and CEO of TARS Techniques, Taris Raggio. She's a certified holistic stress management specialist. And so for people who aren't your clients but are just listening on air right now, what advice do you have for them to begin thinking about reducing stress?
First of all, you would just take deep breaths and breathe. You know, I talked about the 12 dimensions of wellness. Part of that is self-responsibility, sensing, thinking, breathing, and having a purpose. It's a sense of purpose and meaning in your life. So I would start to think about that first. And then go off from there.
And then is there a different philosophy that you teach someone, you know, talking to the same audience, so business leaders stressed, over time So, okay, you got that down. You're breathing, you're thinking before you're acting. You know, at 6 months, we want to achieve this. At 1 year, we want to achieve X.
Right. We set those goals. We help the client set those goals. And that's the only way. And then ongoing, our philosophy is whole person management and ongoing wellness support to that client. So personal consultation, whole advice, and ongoing wellness support.
And what the clients who tend to kind of succeed more in reducing their stress, what characteristics do they exhibit? Why?
I would say type B personalities, only because they are more calm and they think things through versus a type A personality, where it's more spontaneous and I'm not going to think it through. I'm just going to do it now.
And I find impulsive.
Very impulsive. So it's kind of hard to, it's a challenge with that type personality versus a type B.
So could you deduce that type A's are the most stressed?
The type A's are the most stressed because they try to do too much at once. And they have all these grandiose ideas. And it's okay to have that. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. But sometimes it's without a vision, and sometimes it's without a goal. Mm-hmm. So you have to step back and say, okay, now let's go back and look at your goals. Well, I don't have any goals. I just want to do it. Well, you have to have goals before you succeed.
And all right, so I'm going to ask you then, what are your goals for Taurus Techniques?
Oh, Taurus Techniques goals are to continue to be successful, to continue to have a vision, a global mindset, tenacity, and of course, that life-work balance. And by vision, I mean ensuring that our goals are continuously aligned with our values, which are compassionate, loyalty, and commitment. And the global mindset is working, you know, ensuring that we're working with different cultures, because this is what's coming into play. That's another factor that we're seeing now. Different cultures in our society, and once we work with those different cultures, taking those values that we have, our compassion, loyalty, commitment, and then having that as the glue for the organization. And tenacity, just kind of going for what we know, just staying on the track and staying on focus.
You got me interested, and you said working with different cultures about stress.
Yes.
Is there a certain culture that's real good at handling stress?
I would say the Asian culture is. Asian culture is very good at handling stress because everything is taken to in stride. Everything is taken to stride.
Interesting.
That's a whole nother course.
Okay.
Culture awareness.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And Taurus Techniques, your plans, you know, you kind of went over them, but generally your kind of personal plan is not to get too stressed over the next years putting together these professional plans.
No, it's not, you know, not for me. No, not right now, only because of, like I said, we're kind of in a recession, so it's really easy to. But once that kind of settles down and then, you know, we're consistently in that business cycle of trying to diversify our portfolio, which you always have to do if you want to be successful.
Well, the good news for you is we're, you know, the economy's looking not too great for another couple years.
That's so exactly right.
You're doing
kind of woohoo.
So, well, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Taurus Raggio, President and CEO of Taurus Techniques, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're a business interested in letting clients or potential clients know what you do, consider supporting a leadership show and letting folks know through sponsorship. Back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.